Welcome to episode 1422 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The ninth commandment forbids false witness, but understanding the commandment is not the same as living it. Living truthfully requires practice, requires intention, requires building new habits and dismantling old ones. Ephesians 4, verses 25 to 27.
Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold.
Put off falsehood. This is an active choice. This is work. This is discipline. But it is work that matters because truthfulness is how communities hold together. Becoming a person of truth begins with small things. A coworker asks, "How are you?" You could say fine automatically, but truthfully, you are struggling. What does honesty look like here? It might be saying, "I'm having a hard day, but I appreciate you asking." Or simply, "I'm struggling a bit. Thank you for asking." These small words of honesty opens the door to genuine connection. You make a mistake at work. You could hide it or blame someone else. Honesty means acknowledging it. I made an error here. Here is how I will fix it. Small honesty builds trust with colleagues. Your child asks if you are disappointed in them. You feel disappointed. Honesty means saying so, but with care. Yes, I am disappointed in this choice. And I still love you and believe in you. This honest response, spoken with love, is more valuable than false reassurance. Your friend invites you to something you do not want to attend. You could make up an excuse. Honesty means saying, "I appreciate the invitation, but I need some quiet time that day. I hope you understand." Simple honesty respects the person. These small moments of honesty are where truthfulness is built. They are also where trust is built in relationships and communities. But honesty without care can harm. This is why Paul adds something crucial in Ephesians 4, verse 15.
Speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is, Christ.
Speaking the truth in love. This is the balance. This is the maturity the ninth commandment calls us toward. Consider a friend who is making a destructive choice. Pure silence is not truthful. Pretending everything is fine is not loving. But neither is harsh judgment. Speaking truth in love might look like, "I care about you. I'm concerned about the direction you're heading. I want to talk about this because I value our friendship." This is honest. This is also respectful and caring. Consider an employee making a mistake. Truth-telling with love means addressing the mistake clearly while also affirming the person. "I need to tell you about this error. It's important we fix it. And I know you care about doing good work, so let's figure this out together." Truth spoken with love does not soften the truth. It deepens it. It creates the conditions for the truth to actually be received and acted upon. Truthfulness sometimes requires courage. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. told hard truths about racism and injustice to a nation that did not want to hear them. His truthfulness cost him his life. But his willingness to speak hard truths changed history. Whistleblowers speak truth about corporate wrongdoing despite personal cost. They risk their careers and their safety, but their truthfulness protects others from harm. A parent tells their child a hard truth. "I made mistakes in raising you. I regret some of my choices. I'm sorry." This is difficult, but this honesty opens the door to healing. A person in recovery admits, "I was dishonest. I manipulated people. I'm working to change." This truthfulness, though humbling, is the foundation of genuine transformation. Courage is required because truth-telling often costs something. It costs the comfort of avoiding difficult conversations. It costs the advantage that deception might provide. It costs certainty about how others will respond. But the cost of dishonesty is higher. Dishonesty costs trust, costs community, costs integrity. Over time, as you practice truthfulness, something changes. People begin to trust you. Your word begins to carry weight. You become known as someone reliable, someone honest, someone whose yes is yes and whose no is no. This reputation is precious. Once you have it, you do not want to lose it. Once people know you tell the truth, you become motivated to continue. the practice becomes self-reinforcing. Proverbs 12, verses 13 to 14.
The wicked are trapped by their own sinful speech, but the righteous escape trouble. From the fruit of their lips, people are filled with good things, and the work of their hands brings them reward.
The righteous are freed by their truthfulness. They do not have to maintain lies. They do not have to worry about exposure. They experience the reward of being trusted. But what if you have spoken falsely? What if you have damaged your reputation for truthfulness? Repair begins with acknowledgement and confession. You wrongly blamed someone for something you did. The first step is acknowledging this. I blamed you unfairly. That was wrong. I take responsibility for what I did. You spread a false rumor. The first step is admitting it. I told a story that was not accurate. I should not have shared it without verifying it. I regret the harm it caused. You presented false information. The first step is correcting it publicly to the same people who heard the false information. This is difficult. Confession is humbling, but it is the only way to begin rebuilding trust. James 5, verse 16.
Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
Confession leads to healing. Honesty about wrongdoing opens the door to reconciliation. Truthfulness is not just an individual virtue. It is what makes community possible. When people in a community commit to truthfulness, several things happen. Trust grows. People can depend on what is said. People can make plans based on reliable information. People can be vulnerable with each other. Justice becomes possible. When testimony can be trusted, guilt and innocence can be determined. When records are accurate, decisions can be made fairly. Collaboration becomes easier. When people are honest about their capabilities and limitations, about what they know and do not know, work together becomes more effective. Problem solving becomes possible. When people tell the truth about what is not working, about where systems are breaking down, solutions can be found. Conversely, when truthfulness breaks down, all of these become impossible. This is why the ninth commandment matters for communities, not just individuals. What is the promise attached to truthfulness? First, there is internal peace. You do not have to remember what you said. You do not have to worry about being exposed. You can be yourself consistently in all contexts. Second, there is external trust. People believe you. People rely on you. People choose to be with you and work with you. Third, there is the satisfaction of integrity. You are the same person in private as in public. Your life is whole. This wholeness is deeply satisfying. Fourth, there is the promise that truth ultimately triumphs. Jesus said,
"You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
Truth has ultimate power. Lies may seem to succeed temporarily, but truth endures. Listen to what Jesus says.
"I'm the way and the truth and the life."
Truth is not just something we do. Truth is a person. Truth is Jesus. And following truth, following Jesus, leads to life. What is one area of your life where you have been dishonest? What would it take to become truthful in that area? Who could you confess to? How could you begin to rebuild trust? Today, we wrap up our study of the ninth commandment, which calls us to become people of truth. Not perfect people who never speak falsely, but people committed to truthfulness. People who practice honesty. People whose reputations rest on reliability. Such people are rare. Such people are precious. Such people change communities. Becoming a person of truth is work. It is discipline. It is practice. But it is work that matters because truthfulness is how trust is built. Truthfulness is how justice is served. Truthfulness is how communities flourish. When we commit ourselves to truthfulness, when we practice honesty in everyday life, when we speak truth with love, when we repair broken trust through confession, we honor the ninth commandment. We participate in building communities where people can trust each other. We become witnesses to the power of truth. Father, help us become people committed to truthfulness. Help us practice honesty in small things so we build the capacity for honesty in large things. Help us speak truth with love and care. Give us courage to tell hard truths. Help us repair broken trust through confession and changed behavior. And help us build reputations for reliability that make our communities stronger. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.